Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dumper's Remorse at New Year's Eve. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing Dumper's Remorse at New Year's Eve. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely be feeling anxious on New Year's Eve. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three reasons why your ex might feel dumper's remorse on New Year's Eve. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is it could be the end of their single honeymoon period. So before we get into number one, I need to really explain what I mean by the single honeymoon period. And this is my belief that when somebody ends a relationship, they will enter this period of time that I refer to as the single honeymoon period. Now, this is a length of time which you can't set your watch by precisely, but generally speaking, it lasts between 6 to 12 months. And in my opinion, this is when somebody who ends a relationship is going to be experiencing the things that they felt they couldn't do within the relationship that they've just ended. So for example, your ex-dumper has sadly ended your relationship and they are now going into a period of time where they're going to be going down their own path, doing things the way that they want to do them differently to when they were in the relationship with you. Now, this could take on many forms, but ordinarily, it might be, for example, that your ex-dumper starts going to parties or events or things that maybe you knew that they wanted to do and didn't, or perhaps you had no idea, and now you find out you're quite surprised. Maybe they're spending more time with friends that during your relationship they didn't have opportunity to spend as much time together, or maybe they knew that you didn't really like them hanging around with certain friends for whatever reason that might be. Now, of course, one of the other possibilities about something that they could now do that within the relationship they couldn't is unfortunately dating new people. I'm not saying your ex has done this, but often a dumper may get to the point where they do consider dating new people, but that is often much further down the line. And if they do date somebody soon after your breakup in the weeks or months following, it's very unlikely to last the test of time. You know, from my experience and research, most dumpers who end a relationship and then get into a new connection within the first year or so are very unlikely to move forward forevermore with that person. That is what we would refer to as a rebound relationship. But now we understand what I refer to as the single honeymoon period, we can now see a situation of what might take place if their single honeymoon period is coming to an end, coinciding with New Year's Eve. So when they go 6 to 12 months beyond your relationship ending, this is when they're going to be moving out of a single honeymoon period, because the things that they're now trying are not as new, shiny, and as exciting as they were when they first did them. Now, if they are going to parties and clubs most weeks after your relationship ended, once we get to 6 or 12 months down the line, that's no longer as exciting. It's not as fresh. It's not as different. It's going to start becoming a bit mundane, a bit boring. Perhaps for people that they're spending a lot of time with and now at the point in their life where they are pairing up with new people and getting into relationships, and your ex-dumper is starting to feel a bit lonely perhaps because the life they thought they were going to live post-breakup is now starting to not feel as shiny as it did initially. This is the single honeymoon period coming to an end, and if it coincides with New Year's Eve, the natural thought that a dumper will go through at this time is self-reflection. Now, when the single honeymoon period ends, this is when somebody has to look into the mirror metaphorically and really wonder to themselves, did I make the right decision? Did I end the relationship for the right reasons? Was it the right choice? If things in their life are no longer blocking their thought process in thinking back, then they are going to think back. If the shiny things are no longer as exciting, they're going to think back to times which were happier, and that is likely to be when they were with you in your long-term relationship, which sadly ended. So as you can see, when we consider dumper's remorse at New Year's Eve, one of the possibilities is that if the single honeymoon period is coinciding with New Year's Eve, when they start to self-reflect, when they start to go through that phase and that feeling of not necessarily feeling that they are surrounded by exciting things and instead are starting to feel a little lonely, this is going to really pull on them, with the time of year being what it is, to really think back and consider, did I make that right choice? Was that the right decision? Have I made a big mistake? And this is what we're looking for, because as a dumpee, you can't get your ex back unless your ex dumper feels remorse. You know, you can't persuade them to get back into a relationship with you. You can't do anything or say anything to make them get back with you unless they truly, really feel it from within. This has got to be something that comes from them. You can't persuade them to get to that thought process. You can't persuade them to get to that point of view. Instead, they've got to come to it naturally, and it comes from self-reflection, thought, and considering, have I made the right decision? So if the end of a single honeymoon period coincides with New Year's Eve, they're starting to feel alone when everybody else is out partying and having a great time, this is a real opportunity for your ex-dumper to feel dumper's remorse. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two, it's the self-reflection day of the year. So we've already spoke about the potential of the single honeymoon period coming to an end coincidentally during the New Year period. But something which is going to go into your favour, dumpees, is that New Year's Eve is the self-reflection day of the year, meaning there is no other day of the year which brings so much self-reflection than New Year's Eve. Now, first of all, we have to consider that it is a rare date on the calendar. It only happens once a year. And what happens when we have a day on the calendar that only comes once a year? We naturally think back to the last time, to the last one, to the last date on the calendar, which was the same, which obviously in this instance is New Year's Eve. That is self-reflection in itself. And if your ex-dumper thinks back to last New Year's Eve, and you, for instance, were part of their life at that time, then this is when they're going to be really thinking of you strongly. Now, this can happen, of course, to other days of the year which only come around once, such as your birthday, such as their birthday, such as Christmas Day. These have similar pulls because they only happen once a year, and you will naturally think back to the last time you went through that experience. However, New Year's Eve has a special extra pull to even those other special days, and that is because it is the last day of the year. And when it's the last day of the year, we are encouraged by the music we listen to, by the things we read, by the things we watch, by the people we speak with, to reflect. How was your year? How would you review your year? What was your favourite moment of the year? What is your year in review? You know, you might be watching a TV show, which is a year in review of whatever it is that you are viewing. This is what people do with their own lives. It's New Year's Eve. As the clock is approaching midnight, we naturally think of the year gone by, not only last New Year's Eve, but the whole of the year which has since gone. So this is the self-reflection day of the year. This is the moment where people think of the past more than ever. And if you want to try to get your ex back, you need your ex-dumper to think of the past. Now, you might be wondering, well, why would this help me? If they dumped me in the past, why would thinking back to the past benefit me? Well, you have something in your favour referred to as the fading effect bias. And this dictates that negative memories will fade sooner over time in comparison to positive memories. So this doesn't mean that your ex-dumper is going to forget about the bad times. They're not going to forget about major incidents. But what instead will happen is, generally speaking, the negative memories over time will fade in regards to the value they hold in your ex's mind in comparison to the positive memories. So let's imagine, for instance, that last March, you had a couple of great weeks with your ex, Maybe you went on holiday or vacation together and it was wonderful, but then you came back from that trip and sadly something negative happened and it was really bad for a couple of weeks. So we're theoretically speaking about last March, many months ago, there was a couple of great weeks and a couple of terrible weeks. Now your ex-bedumper is not going to forget either of these events or moments in time, but despite them being a similar time ago, they're going to be remembering the positive memories with more value than the negative memories. The negative memories will still be in their mind, but they won't care as much in comparison to the positive memories. And this is where the fading effect bias comes into play to help you dumpies, because even though the past wasn't perfect, because if it was, you wouldn't have been dumped, but when they think back in the year gone by, they're going to be remembering the better times you had together in comparison to the negative times. And therefore, you can see that this self-reflection can really create a sense of missing you. You could even get to that point. And that is where your ex-dumper would feel dumper's remorse at New Year's Eve. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more details about how I can become your coach and your teammates via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about dumper's remorse at New Year's Eve. And point number three is you could have built the intrigue in recent times. So now we're looking at a possible scenario where you as a dumpy have put in the work and now you're going to start to see the fruits of your labour. If you have behaved in a way which I encourage in my podcasts, maybe you're one of my audio coaching clients and we have spoke about an action plan, you could now start to see the benefits of your hard work. If you've managed to build up the intrigue in recent times, recent weeks, maybe even recent months, this is a scenario where your ex-dumper might already be wondering about you. They might already be thinking about you in a positive light. And when we get to New Year's Eve, your ex-dumper might start to feel anxious and even jealous about what you might be doing tonight on the big day. So you might be sitting at home right now and worrying about your ex-dumper, thinking, what are they doing? Who are they with? Are we on a date? They're not thinking about me. But you don't realise your ex-dumper is doing exactly the same thing regarding you. And this is where dumper's remorse can really set in on New Year's Eve if they're starting to feel an anxiety that you might be moving on with a new person or within a better life than they are enjoying. Now, the way you can get to this point is, like I said, making sure you live your life the right way, as I suggest in prior podcasts, and maybe we've spoke one-on-one via audio coaching. But generally speaking, if you live your life in a positive sense, if you promote yourself in a great way, if you do the very best you can, if you become a better person today than you were yesterday, and a better person tomorrow than you are currently today, you would be living your life in a sense where anybody who was to hear about it is going to think of you in a wondering, somewhat positive perspective. Now, your ex-dumper might speak with somebody that you know. Perhaps you are friends of friends. Maybe you and your ex are still connected on social media. Or perhaps there are other ways or means as for how your ex-dumper could see your progress. Either way, if you live your life in the right way, your ex-dumper is likely, one way or another, to find out about it. Sometimes it makes very little sense. You know, I've spoke with people who have said to me, I've got no mutual friends. We're not connected on social media. There's no way my ex could find out about anything. And yet, when they get back together, somehow their ex-dumper had found out info about their dumpee. You know, I can't predict how it would happen. I can't guarantee it would happen, but what I can say is that it often happens. And therefore, you've got to live in a way where you assume your ex-dumper is going to find out. Don't worry yourself about thinking how, where, or why. Just make sure you're doing your right thing. Make sure you're living your life the right way. If you concentrate on making sure you've got your house in order, then this is a situation where hopefully this will reflect on you positively with your ex in the future, even if you don't know how. And if you can do this, then when we get to New Year's Eve, it won't be you just worrying about what your ex is doing. Your ex, the dumper, will likely be worrying, wondering, and feeling anxious about yourself. Now, as a dumpee, if you are feeling anxious, you need to make sure that you focus on you, surround yourself with friends and family, do your own thing, and have a great time. Your ex, the dumper, is very unlikely to be having the time of their life. They might have an okay night, but the likelihood is it won't be as exciting as maybe you worry. And even if you see things online, this is self-promotion. This is PR. This isn't necessarily reality. So try not to focus on your ex. Instead, focus on you, your life, and doing your right thing. Because if you do the right thing, if you live the life the right way, then this is going to increase the chance of getting your ex back. And if you don't, you're going to find somebody even better. So make sure, everybody, you have a fantastic New Year's Eve. And I wish you a very happy new year. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.